I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. It is almost a new year. Again! I am not a New Year's resolution person, so I don't really get caught up in all of that. However, I have been thinking about my expectations for the new year. I am not like a few folks I know who style themselves as realists and claim that by keeping expectations low they are never disappointed. But I do think that Western thought pushes us into a never-ending climb toward anything newer and better and more satisfying. What I want to suggest to us, including me, is that we look to the Apostle Paul and see one aspect of his worldview and expectations. In Philippians 4, verses 11, 12, and 13, Paul says, I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and all and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. First of all, notice that contentment is learned. I contrast that to little children who somehow learn the concept of mine without any prompting. It takes practice and repetition to learn contentment. It also means learning thankfulness and gratitude as part of the package. It is not related to a single event either. It applies to every event or situation in our lives. How is it going for you? I know it needs work in my life. The secret is in verse 13. Christ gives us the ability to be content. It always comes back to Jesus. He is the one who can make us content if we lean on him. But in this, please understand that I am not suggesting that you stop moving forward in Jesus, but relax a bit and let him do the changing in your life and circumstances. If he presents an opportunity, move on it. If not, enjoy the present, if at all possible. Because one thing I have experienced is that while I was reaching out for something I thought was better, I missed what was already good in my life at that moment. You may have heard the expression, good is the enemy of better, and better is the enemy of best. But what if better and best are the enemies of what is already good in your life? I mean, God called light and a few other things good in Genesis chapter 1. Can we top any of that? Of course not. Instead, let's reach out for something really beautiful that the Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6, 7, and 8. Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. So join me as I work to make 2024 the year of contentment, thankful for what I already have, and thankful for any God-given opportunities that arise. Looking around to see what good things I already have, and counting them just as the old hymn says, count your blessings, name them one by one. I am Ken Geese from Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.